You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Instead of dark and neurotic and clumsy, I've noticed a little bit happier Billy Gill. I don't know whether it's fatherhood, but he is talking about, Stugatz, getting ready.
It's God bless football, Dan. That's
what
it is.
I'm waiting to hear how I'm happier because I feel quite
I just can't believe
you
that you're,
happier,
you're
Bill.
Ready to jump aboard the Christmas season train.
Oh, like, yeah, you're ready. Man. I'm in. I don't know what it is. I was walking around Home Depot, the Deep, and I saw some Christmas ornaments. I also saw it at Walmart. Dan, I almost got it at Walmart and I didn't get it because I had to focus on the project that I had at hand at the time, which was install a mailbox. I almost got this giant inflatable Christmas tree to put in front of my house. And I'm like, I should wait. It's like November, whatever day it was, like 11th or something. Like, I should probably wait. But now I need to go before those inflatable trees are gone, right? I want to spice things up. I haven't had a house before.
You've got a house, you got a family, you're a dad. So you want Christmas to start earlier. Haven't you always said the holidays are stressful?
Oh, they are stressful, but that's why I'm trying to maybe like baby step the stress. You know what I mean? Instead of having it all packed in into one thing, maybe I just slow play the stress and just do things a little pasito a pasito. You know what I mean? Yeah. I get a little bit here. Maybe then I get a Christmas tree. And then by the time we get to December, like, we're okay and I'm ready for it to be over.
Kate Fagan joins us now. I have put a Christmas tree up. I think it's,
you have already?
It's earlier than I ever have. Yeah.
Wow.
You put one up already?
I did it this week and I was wearing a pink stocking on my head. Yes. Is it too early for that? Is this okay, Kate?
Oh, no, Christmas starts as early as you want it to. I'm always in desperate search of the Christmas spirit, trying to recapture whatever feeling I had when I was young. Always in vain, but always trying early.
Chris, put it on the poll. Does Christmas begin whenever you want it to? Because I believe Billy would object to that. There must be rules. Without rules, there is chaos.
Well, I have a question for Kate. When does Christmas end?
Right. Well, when does it start for you?
Well, do you mean when do you take down the tree and put away the ornaments?
Yeah.
Usually if my goal is by February 1st.
Ah, okay.
Wow. Yeah, it takes a long time. You know, like, that's a long way to get the tree back up into the attic because it's not the kind of attic that I have stairs to. I have to get out a little, you know, device and pull down the little ramp. Mm-hmm. So,
oh, it's fake
a lot of
tree. Put it on the pole, gear. Wow. Put it on the pole at Le Batard Show. Real Christmas tree or fake Christmas tree?
You can't still have the tree up during the Super Bowl. Like, you can't. I mean, Kate,
that's
come
why
on.
February 1st.
All right, put it on the pole. Can you still have the tree up during the Super Bowl at Le Batard Show?
Dan, I think for me, Christmas ends after Reyes Magos. Like, once that's done, Billy, I don't know about you, Reyes Magos, once that's done, I'm good.
Me too.
Yeah, you leave the shoe, and then the Reyes come, and they bring you something, and they need to know about your shoe.
Tell the people about the tradition who don't know about the tradition, which
people
is
people don't know about Reyes Magos.
No, everyone hates when I explain the joke, and Billy is always dropping these terms that require explanation.
Tony did that one, first of all. Stugatz, you let him know. Yeah, you let him know, Stugatz.
Let him know.
I have no idea. I mean, I was thanking Dan because I needed someone to explain it.
Ask him who the Magos are. Ask him. He's lived in South Florida all his life. Ask him what that is.
There's a parade, Stugatz, every year.
The parade.
Reyes Magos parade through
Wait,
Little Havana.
What's it called?
Reyes Magos.
Reyes Mayas. So Jose Reyes, mm-hmm. right?
It's Mago. That's right.
Parade. Huh. Are you asking me what it is? It's a Christmas celebration parade every single year that we have down in Miami. I haven't missed it in the last 10 years. I mean, how about that?
That's just a bonus lie
it's,
at the end.
It's what you want it to be. I mean, that's what the holidays are all about, you know?
It's the three kings.
You the know? Three wise kings. Men. Yeah,
yeah, the three yeah. wise men. They mm-hmm. came. Yeah. A little late. Jesus was born. They showed up
they
like
got
a
lost.
Month later. Yeah.
They got lost. Until, you know,
but travel still, then.
They didn't have the iPhone.
Hard travel is now. Yeah.
I mean, I love Reyes Mar-a-Lago. I do. I mean,
what is going on with the shoe? What is you want to tell people what's going on?
Oh, you
on
leave
with
a shoe. That's how you leave a shoe.
Everyone knows about the shoe.
Yeah, then they know whose present they're giving you based on the shoe. Did you do the shoe? Maybe
no,
my family made that
I
up.
Never did the shoe.
I'm going to investigate this. Maybe that was a made up situation.
Mike, what are you laughing at? Are
the
you,
shoe?
Are you laughing
ask
at
Mirabal about this?
At Stugu,
ooh, yes.
At Ohio Stugats State's home field.
Or at Cuban people.
I think he had a Cuban holiday being celebrated at Donald Trump's resort.
Yeah,
Moscow.
That was. We were trying to just
called
move right
Miro,
past
though.
That's unfortunate. Yeah.
We would not be welcome there with our trees and our brown habits. We would be left
Cubans
out.
Cubans would be welcome there.
I bet you there's frankincense right. and myrrh there, you're though, right. if you look ooh. Hard enough, right?
You're so right, though. But I feel like from there, they look outside and they can't tell the Cubans from the Mexicans or anybody else. Like, I think they just think we're all one glom of brown, and the good ones are the ones down in Florida that tend to vote for our orange turd.
So February 1st is the end of Christmas season.
Once you drive past West Palm, it gets really dicey for all Cubans.
This is what I need you guys' help with, because the reason I did it earlier this year, even though I love Christmas every year, is that it always catches up on me and it takes a minute for me to go and get the tree, physically go and get the tree. And what happened last year is I went and got it, and then I had to take it down too soon because I didn't put it up soon enough. And I think that once you get to February, you got dead pine all over the house and you got a sad tree. And I believe that Kate is doing this lazily, and I believe she should be shamed for it. I believe she needs to get that tree out earlier.
Real trees only.
Yeah, and I don't think that she could give everybody just this tree freedom that she's giving. Start Christmas when you want, end it when you want. There are no rules. There is no calendar.
Well, when you have a fake tree, you expand the ability for yourself to start Christmas early and end it late, because you are not attached to the lifespan of the tree that's in your house. So, Dan, I think the issue here is if you want more Christmas in your life, you got to go the fake tree route, because it really opens up the horizons on Christmas.
I don't like that. The wow. whole point of getting a tree is you have to go to the place that's, you know, on Bird Row with the,
yeah,
tent,
the tent.
And then you go in and you pick kind of a shitty tree and you're like, oh, that one's $175. Whoa. Like, oh, I guess I get that one. And then you bring it home. You have to lug it on your shoulder. You have to put it through the house. All the pine needles fall everywhere. It's a complete mess. What? You put it up, right?
Yeah.
You put up the little star and then it looks like a Charlie Brown tree. And then three
it's
weeks
miserable,
later, it's dead.
Yeah.
Why is it a shitty little tree?
No,
because they're usually
because
shitty
too
little
expensive.
Trees.
Yeah. You go to El Jack over there on 107th
like
Avenue right in front
for
of
tree.
The fair. Wait. What are we going to do about the fair now, because the fair is going on right now? So is El Jack not going to exist? El Jack, by the way, for those of you who do not know, is the tree company that's there every year for
I
whatever
thought you were
going
to make me explain that.
Oh, well.
I thought you were talking about Lamar Jackson.
Kate, have you ever considered having a Christmas room in your house?
Explain that to me. Is it just Christmas all year round?
And yeah.
I go in there when I want to absorb the Christmas spirit?
Yeah, it is the
wow,
season. You just walk in. Maybe you have an extra room. You put
like
the tree
the
in the
corner.
How many rooms do you think I have in my house?
Well, I don't know. How
many? I love the idea of being able to visit Christmas whenever you want
to
by walking into a room. Seems delightful, like to turn that into a meditation room or something.
Yeah. I guess right now that's my attic, Billy. So my attic is my full-time Christmas room, because that's where the fake tree is.
That's
so
great.
I could go up there. Yeah.
Man, I did not have Dan going out and getting his own tree.
Where do you get a tree?
Yeah,
South
Dan, where'd you get a tree?
Wait a second. Did Mike get the tree for you? I mean, you actually got the tree?
I have
you
done
carried
so.
The tree?
Yes, there have been changes since I have gotten married. And yes, I take, in this particular case, I learned this year that you can have the tree delivered. You can go pick it out.
We're like, where does he put it in a convertible?
Yes. Well, no,
exactly.
No, but my wife's got a Jeep. So in years past, we have put it in the Jeep. But this is a new thing in my life. Chris, you do not go and get a tree. They are expensive.
I do, but I'm not rich. I just assume that you know, hey, you like schedule a time.
You think he has a forest and every year it's like this is
the one.
Oh, the one
tree's been growing all year.
And then they cut it down for him.
Yes, I have a man who just grows me a tree every year to my specifications.
On your North Carolina property? Every Cuban has North Carolina property.
Yes, every.
The most difficult thing to me about the Christmas tree and putting it up.
On the bowl.
Does every Cuban have North Carolina property?
It's balancing the tree. To me, you always put the tree up, you tie in those bolts, and then you look at it, and it's tilted to the
always
left.
Always crooked.
Balancing the tree, to me, is the hardest part of putting up a Christmas tree.
Put that on the poll as well. Is balancing the tree and not having it be crooked the hardest part of...
I'm always down there, like, on the ground. My wife's like, move it to the right, and I'm, like, trying to unscrew these bolts. Like, get this
Yes, it's unpleasant.
Out of my life.
I've had to do that, too.
Wait, guys, when you go to this tent on Bird Road, so there are sections. There's the bad tree section.
No,
there's
the cheaper trees. It's not bad trees. It's not bad trees.
You guys are going mid-December, I bet.
Which one do you go to? The one next to the church?
Yeah, the one
by 107th?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been to that one. Then there's the one on Coral Way next to the storage.
Good clarification.
Yep.
Yeah.
Billy, this is what's going to be running the University of Miami soon. This neighborhood.
Yeah.
These neighborhood of people who talk like this. This is what you're entrusting Mario Cristobal to.
What's wrong with that, Dan?
I have a confession to make, and I'm not going to say where it was. I'll just give very few details to not incriminate me or anyone involved in this whole thing. When you go to buy a Christmas tree, they often have different colors tagging them, right? And the different colors is the different price range.
You move the tag?
You don't move the tag, but a couple years back, there was a one of the people that was there that shows off the tree was like, whoopsie daisy, what if this tag disappears and you get the other one? And then I get, you know, a little bit extra.
Ooh, a little on hush, the tip hush, wink, wink.
For putting it in the
car.
Wow,
you were in on a conspiracy.
Well, look, here's the thing. The price that was paid for that tree ended up being exactly the same. Just more of it went to the person doing the work as opposed to the man.
So the employees, I like you that, didn't Billy. Steal, the employee did.
I didn't steal anything. Right.
Billy paid
the price.
Full price. Yeah.
I paid the price of the tree. Or someone did, not me. I wasn't involved in this. Someone paid the price of
but
the
you,
tree.
But you felt right. like you were getting away with something and doing good in the meantime, being rebellious
Robin
by
Hood.
Running a Christmas scam.
I wouldn't say scam, Dan. Scam seems
I mean, no, that employee would be fired. That's a scam.
Well,
we're sticking it to the man, I think, Dan. I mean, that's the whole point.
The person
sticking
ringing
to the man.
It up said, wait. This tree looks a little bit bigger than it's supposed to.
Yeah. So Billy, is quote unquote the man in this case the owner of a tree nursery? Those barons, those emperors of wealth.
I mean,
when you put it that way, yeah.
Way to stick it to them.
Yeah. Great word choices.
Well done.
Those barons and emperors of wealth.
He had a nice watch.
The watch.
Kate's new podcast with Jessica is out now. Off the that was excellent timing by you. Off the Looking Glass, and they are going to play around with a lot of different things. I think you will find it thoughtful, professional, smart, funny, many of the things that Kate and Jessica are. It is out today, and we have a competition between Kate and Tony. If certain things happen, I've heard them talking about rules and everything else, but we've got a modern day battle of the sexes, just like Billie Jean King and who did Billie
Bobby
Jean?
Bobby Riggs.
Thank you, Stu. Yep. Got your wheelhouse.
Yes.
The gender wars. We're going to have a 3-point shooting contest as we're watching in Golden State, the best shooter any of us have ever seen. Better at what he does than just about anybody in basketball is at anything they do. Steph Curry is crazy torrid. You got Ken Tremendous on Twitter, Mike Schur, saying the most exciting thing in sports right now is when Steph Curry is on a bender, on one of these, I'm going to shoot it from anywhere. I'm hot. You know it. We know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. I'm going to make it from 40 feet anyway.
As I said yesterday, the Warriors are not bleeping around. They're really not. Like, last night's game was so fun and entertaining, especially that first quarter where Durant and Curry are going at it, and then Curry just took the game over.
Yes,
like crazy.
And with Steph on the bench, it didn't matter that Durant is having, you know, a great season. It doesn't matter because they've been overwhelming. Their point differential is overwhelming. And and Klay Thompson is coming back. Draymond Green, you could give him the Defensive Player of the Year just based on what he did last night. Like, just because Kevin Durant wasn't functioning when that was around last night. And they're playing, they're both top, they're top 10 in both offense and defense.
They get Klay back soon as well. Dan, they're the best defensive team in basketball. If they're going to be that, who's going to beat them?
Well, and it's not just Klay, the getting him back. It's that Klay would fit anywhere you put him on any
Correct.
Team because it's not going to disrupt anything. But in the age of three-point shooting, Tony and Kate have a competition. Kate, explain what the rules are, or if the competition, something needs to happen. You guys are sort of, you're groveling for internet ratings here. You need the podcast Off the Looking Glass to have some reviews and some subscriptions. And so you're putting stakes on that with our listeners and saying, if they do that, we will get our Battle of the Sexes.
Dan, I thought I had so much success with the Pepper Challenge without any, you know, ripple effects coming off of that, setting up your audience to donate to ALS. And it did send Mike on a 3-week vacation, but I figured I would double down on that strategy and set up the bar to harness the Levitard audience for 1,000 ratings, not reviews. I'm not reviews that takes some level of thought or time. Ratings is just a button that you press. So I figured 1,000 ratings, if we can jumpstart Off the Looking Glass pod by reaching that 1K mark, I am willing to fly down to Miami, and I have some stipulations, to an indoor court to beat Tony at a three-point shooting contest. Has to be indoor. Tony agrees on this. He's nodding as well.
Mike, we could do this. The Heat would let us do this, right? The Heat would let us set this up at the arena, correct?
I did something at their practice facility with Chris Cody shooting free throws, so I would assume that they'd be okay with this, yeah.
The Heat have already made it known that they will accommodate this competition.
Wow. And as Kate said, any shooter knows you got to be shooting inside or else it doesn't count. You can't shoot with the wind. There's a lot of variables playing outside. But I will say, not to be the heel, not to be the bad guy, 1,000 reviews. You're trying to put it up there so ratings. You don't have to come down and fit. Ratings. 1,000 ratings. She's putting a little high. I don't think she wants to come down and face the champ. I don't think she wants to come down and face the champ.
I asked for 2,000. What do you mean?
How did you determine you're the champ?
He'd drink a Dr. Pepper. That's what he would do. He would drink a Dr. Pepper.
The champ.
How do you get to be the champ, Tony? Just because we assume because of these Instagram videos that we're
assuming,
making fun
Dan.
Of?
No, we're not assuming anything.
Tony, did you play high school ball?
Yes.
Okay. I did,
He's
too.
He's been waiting he for that question his it. Entire life.
I not hit really. 6 threes in one half. It's still a record in Long Island. Like, I don't know why I'm being left out of this, to be honest
okay.
with you.
Well, you can get
we're
in on it.
I'm not even certain I can reach the rim anymore.
Hold on. We want to recruit all the shooters of the Levitard and Friends universe. We want to get everybody who thinks that they can shoot, and we'll do it together. A huge three-point contest.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, right. Tom Haverstraw put his hat in the ring on Twitter. He put up a video of him slingshotting it into the hoop, and
accurate description.
He can be part of this if he wants to get beaten as well.
I'm ready. You know I'm ready. I think I can. It's my seventh best sport, but I'll compete.
Seventh best.
Okay.
He's a good athlete, man.
What were you telling me, Stugatz? You were telling me something that seemed like a terrible idea for a number of different reasons.
What's that?
You were telling me about a possible football game against Dan Patrick's show. And I asked Dan Patrick about it. I'm like, this sounds like a terrible idea. And he's like, this is the first I'm hearing of it.
Of course that's the first.
This is a Christmas tradition from Stugatz. Every Christmas, he says, at every Super Bowl, we're going to be playing Dan's show in something.
Listen, we're going to L.A. They're going. To LA, yeah. We think we're going to LA. We do. And is asking for ideas, and so I gave him the idea.
All of this information.
Well, I shouldn't say that part.
Okay, the sponsor's looking for an idea, and I gave them the idea of a branded game named after them. It would be our show versus the Dan Patrick
see
show.
What these meetings are like for
beach
me.
Football.
Let's just stop for a
listen,
second.
You got, Phil, listen,
I can believe it. We're good.
Spitballs, man.
Billy. Tell me what it's like for you.
It's
spitballing
this.
It.
It's this. These are the ones that he gets invited to. Then I have to track him down for the ones he's created for himself to add myself to those meetings, too, to make sure that we haven't promised that Dan Patrick's going to be doing things, knowing full well we haven't spoken to Dan Patrick on anything.
Just trying to chip in and help where I can, Bill. That's all. That's all I'm trying to do.
Beach football is the worst idea possible, by the way.
Why is that?
Because
amongst 50
you're running on sand.
So? What do you have to be indoors to shoot jumpers? You have to have perfect conditions
like
for
ACLs,
everything?
It's weird. It's weird.
I like
ACL,
my, I don't want to cut and then be
there
gone.
You go.
Whatever. AC smell, yeah.
The thing you guys don't understand is because Stugatz hasn't grown up in any way, like Stugatz imagines himself like dominating this game with like super efficient slants in the sand.
I would,
like, Stugatz really, he's got these delusions of like, I am going to have like 12 catches. I'm going to be Cooper Kupp out there.
I mean, Fritzy's going to stop me. Who's going to stop me? Paulie? Seton? McLovin? Are you kidding me?
You're damn near 50.
Just throw it up to me.
Oh, we would destroy them. We would destroy them. To Stugatz's point. But Stugatz wouldn't.
Throw it up to me. Now he's got fate.
Listen, I got a height advantage on Fritzy. It's one of the few people I have a height advantage, right. But just throw it up to me. All right.
Is this going to happen then, Kate? You're going to get what you need to get from our audience for Off the Looking Glass so that this needs to happen. How soon? You said after Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I can be down there after Thanksgiving, before Christmas. I mean, I don't know if I leave it up to Billy, Chris, I don't know, Tony, are we going to have a bracket? What are we going
to
do?
Any rules to this?
Indoors, Dan. Indoors. Them's the rules, okay?
Indoors, I think we should do at a minimum of 50 shots.
Yes.
Minimum.
Yes.
Get a big sample. I like it.
I was going to say 100, Kate.
10 at five. Yeah, we could do 20 at five spots, 10 at five spots, but like, this isn't like a, 20 shots or 10 shots or whatever. We need at least 50.
Is this a three-point shooting contest?
Yeah, Billy.
So why don't you just do it like the All-Star game where you have the racks set up and you go around the world?
That'd be fun. Yeah. Money balls.
That's a smaller
sample.
Are you going
to set that up for us?
She's talking about a bigger sample. That's only 25 shots.
No, you could do it twice.
Yeah.
So it'll be like a double elimination.
Good idea.
You go one round and then the second time around, you add that score up and then you move on to the next round.
Can you set it up for us?
Sure.
Billy basketball over here.
All right.
Well, I'm putting this on the table. Can I use a women's ball?
Yes.
Ooh.
Okay.
Can I?
Yes.
If you think it'll help you shoot better, Stu.
It will. Yeah, small hands.
I think Stugatz, I think this is NBA, right? This is regulation threes, because I think Stugatz might end up being surprised how far that is.
Oh, no, he will be surprised on how far an NBA three is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He
will.
Wow.
It will be, huh?
Three.
Yeah.
Woo!
Uh-oh, okay. So we're doing NBA threes.
Oh, we're doing NBA. If we get to the Heat's court, we're doing NBA threes.
Okay, wait a minute. So wait, we've got some confusion here. Kate thought we were doing college. Does she get to do college? Or now we're doing women's tees
stuff?
I'm
going college.
Are we doing...
I'm good with the NBA. I mean...
Okay, no, you're not.
Just asked for a WNBA ball.
It's going to be...
It's like a full... Isn't it like 2 feet further? It's like a lot. It's a big jump.
I'm telling you, I've been on a court... I've been on a court and I've been like, God damn. Like, I'm watching on television. I'm like, these guys make this look easy. And I'm like on the court and I'm like, could I throw it there overhand right now? Like, this is far away.
How about we meet in the middle? Olympics, right? It's somewhere in between, is it not?
Why the hell are we going to find Olympics?
That's a good point.
Anderson built this one at the meeting with Dan Patrick, put some sand out back, and Stugatz will run slants forever.
Own Fritzy. I mean.
Stugatz is like, get me an Olympic court. Have the Heat get us an Olympic court. just a thorough jackass asking for more at every turn. Off the Looking Glass, Kate Fagan and Jessica. Jessica, do you want to tell us anything we need to know about this that isn't in Kate's words? Anything that you, as the producer on this thing, have learned over the last few months putting it together and baking it with Kate?
Well, I will give some advice to the audience. Don't fast forward through anything that you may think is an ad. Also, I want nothing to do with this three-point contest. Just please exclude me from all of this.
Because why? You have a video throwing footballs through a tire against Justin Herbert. You seem to want to do that competition. Why do you want to be excluded from this one?
Oh, well, Dan, a pigskin in the hand, that's a different game. Basketball, though, I will embarrass myself. I think that we should have a loser's bracket for me and Stugatz shooting.
Jessica, it's going to...
Jess, I hit 6 threes and a half. It's a record of Long Island.
You were 20.
Okay, so, I mean...
No, he was like 17.
No, he was in high school. He was
you guys
20.
Think I've lost my touch?
Oh, you're right. He was probably 20.
Here it is. I'm telling you, he thinks he's gonna get out there and just be raining Steph Curry threes on everybody. He thinks he's gonna win by 25 jumpers.
I do. In fact, I'll go from the NBA. You guys go from college.
Wow.
How about that?
It's deal.
What's the prize?
Is it going to be, college or pro? Because Kate thought it was college.
I'll go down. We'll go to college.
But if we're doing this at a heat facility, it's going to be tough to get that line if we're doing this at a heat facility.
Mm. Tony, when you're posting your videos on Instagram, what lines?
That's
what
not
line
NBA.
Are you shooting?
Those are college lines. But I obviously
stop saying you're coming down.
Wow. I'm saying, but hold on, you didn't let me finish. As you can see. As
excellent,
you can see on
Kate.
The videos,
well
they're actually like 7 feet behind the line.
The heavily
so
edited videos.
They're not edited.
Okay.
Tony, come on.
Guys, you really can't, you really don't think I can shoot NBA threes?
No.
Kate, hold on a second. Because Kate and I come from a same place at our previous employer at ESPN. When you went
we all come from
there. What does that mean?
Well, she was in Bristol more than you guys were. Kate, true or not true, ESPN Gym has a beautiful facility with NBA threes, correct? She froze at the most inopportune time.
No, she's just staring at you.
She's just staring at you, dumbfounded. She's not frozen in any way.
Am I back?
You're back.
Yeah.
I've never been inside the ESPN gym.
Wow. Well, your last one.
I feel like Tony was just throwing out his bona fides. I've been prowling the Bristol campus, draining threes across a lifetime.
I have. And we can talk to Freddie Coleman. You want to call Freddie Coleman?
Oh, for the love of God.
We'll call Freddie Coleman. We'll talk to Freddie Coleman.
What are we talking about?
I feel like
Freddie
ESPN
Coleman.
Top 5 nighttime
Tony's
radio host of all time. I mean.
I don't know what Kate's punishment should be if she doesn't win, but I think Tony's punishment is that he's never allowed to post another video on social media of his wet
I'll take
jumper.
That.
Well, Kate's punishment is spending the day with Tony shooting threes, it sounds like.
That's not a punishment.
There is nothing more important here than getting the stakes right on this. Is the payoff something that we want to build up over time, or do you want to hash this out now? Because it is important if you're going to make this escalate, if you're going to ask something of the audience, you're asking the audience to do something for you for Off the Looking Glass, there needs to be a payoff. What is the pay? As we learned with that damn pepper we didn't vet, we need to get the content payoff. So tell me what it is that we have to do in stakes, because they can't be small stakes if you guys are going to talk like this and then we're going to televise it and you're going to set up the rules and it's like there have to be substantive stakes. It can't just be, hey, this is fun. Wouldn't it be cool if Kate buried arrogant Tony?
How about they play for 10,000 Metalark stock options?
Wow.
I mean, that is
big. I will
big.
Play for that.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Stugatz just throwing options around.
I'm just throwing ideas. Listen.
Dano, I'm in.
The starting point.
I feel like no matter what, Kate is winning because now she gets a trip to Miami in December. Like, does she really need to win anything else?
Oh, but if she loses, there has to be stakes to coming down here. If she loses, it's got to be a decent amount of shame. Have you guys hashed out ideas, or should we leave that to the build-up?
I tried to get it started. I'm spitballing.
Are you saying she should eat another pepper?
No.
That's a good idea. I like that.
No,
thank you.
Spicier one.
We have another one of those.
But Dan is right. We have to come up with a stakes.
I don't think that you understand that Metalark stock options is not. I mean, if you want to do that, I suppose that we actually could. But I don't think that that's very entertaining to the audience. I think that they want you guys.
There has to be a payoff.
To have a public embarrassment that entertains the audience.
Yes.
Yeah. And I don't think that we, Tony and I, really want to be fighting for something that we genuinely desperately want. that feels a little too cutthroat for me. Actual metal. I don't think we actually take Stugatz seriously. So maybe I shouldn't even be taking this that seriously. But
you will once you see me shoot. I mean,
how about this? Loser can't celebrate Christmas.
Do you understand, Kate, that you understand that Stugatz's viewpoint on this wasn't coming from a competition between you and Tony. Stugatz thinks he's going to bury you. He wanted to make it for stock options so that he, like, you guys don't seem to understand
the level of delusion I work with every day. You really don't. Like, Stugatz negotiated that for himself because he thinks he's going to rain down NBA threes on the two of you and then dominate Dan Patrick in beach football at the Super Bowl in an event that it gets bigger ratings than the Super Bowl itself.
How about the winner gets to co-host the Dan Patrick show?
Wow. It's big.
DP. He'll be fine with it.
Once we get the 1,000 ratings, we then come up with all of the parameters for what's going to go down in South Beach.
Very good. Kate, thank you for being on with us.
Thanks, y'all.
See you, Kate.
Hey, it's Mike, and I know you were hoping for an update on those fishtail ponds in my backyard. Well, have I got news for you. I actually got lighting installed, and I can change it with an app. Beautiful fishtail ponds lit up red, depending on my mood. If my hockey team wins, we light those suckers red. Anyways, I like being outside. I like looking at those fishtail ponds. You love hearing about it. But what's in my hand other than my app changing the lighting? A Miller Lite is in my hand. That's right, because I know when a Miller Lite is in my hand, I make a good time, Miller time. I take that first sip, I know immediately I made the right call. Nothing goes with my fishtail ponds quite like a Miller Lite. It makes everything so much better. And I'm going to have some people over. I'm going to toss them that beautiful white can. They're going to say, heck yeah. And they're going to have that first sip and know, just like me, that they made the right call. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Hey, listening audience, it's Mike Ryan. And you're a sports fan if you're listening to this show. Well, that's up for debate. You may not know this, but Game Time is now an authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball, which makes getting tickets even faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to first pitch, with killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, that's key, and their low-price guarantee. Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying MLB tickets. I was actually in Baltimore last season, always wanted to check out that ballpark, and I actually went to the Game Time app to actually see exactly what I was dealing with. And on top of that, I got a killer deal. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code DAN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code DAN for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Don Levitard.
Are you back on the caffeine? Are you back on the Red Bull?
Something's wrong. Yeah.
Something's wrong.
I mean, it's unbelievable how manic he is, and he keeps chewing on his bottom teeth in a way that's scaring me a little bit.
Stugatz.
I've been up since 5:30 a.m. producing content, and in terms of being able to be on, my body needs a little boost. And that's why I turned to cocaine.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
Stugatz last week had a whopper of a lie that he walked in and told all of us.
I caught him in one yesterday. I can't wait to get to it here, where he claimed that he was having a conversation with Roy, and I texted Roy after the show, and he said, I didn't talk to Stugatz at all yesterday about anything, because he claimed that he was talking with Roy about Odell Beckham being a chemistry problem. Well, it was not only a terrible take, it was a stolen terrible take from a guy who didn't watch the game and said Odell Beckham was going to be forced into the offense. Mm-hmm. Stafford threw 41 times in the game. Beckham was targeted 3.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't watch the game, the take was stolen, and he lied about having discussed it with Roy. What's your whopper? Is it better than that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really? It must have been Bob. I mean, I discussed it with somebody.
It was Bob. I remember talking to Bob about it.
Yeah.
Bob, by the way, not banned from Thailand. We asked him about that. We can get to that later. Whew. Last week. No, we didn't say that.
That's how inside it is. This is how he makes me explain the jokes and makes me the asshole every time. That he just expected the audience to know.
We just keep it moving.
I didn't even know that.
He expected the
just
audience
keep it moving.
And you think I'm getting tired of you.
A joke so inside.
We'll talk about it later.
Not our engineer.
Bob the engineer is what has been summoned here. Go ahead, Chris. What made you laugh so hard about Bob in Thailand?
Well,
Billy brought it up. What about Bob in Thailand?
No, he wasn't banned. Yesterday, there was a rumor going about The Office that he may have been banned from Thailand. We asked him about it today. He said, not in fact the case. He's allowed back in Thailand.
So Witty starting some whoppers.
Yeah, Witty.
Whoa, it was Witty? I thought it was Billy.
No, it was Witty.
Are you sure?
No, because I asked Bob, and he was just telling about his time in Key West.
What are we doing?
Anyway, so
that's the show
told
Billy
this,
would want to do if he were left to his own devices. It's
week.
Exactly the show Billy wants his life
Bob
to be.
Bob can go to Thailand if anyone wants to go with him.
Bob also agrees with me on Odell. I mean, he does.
We should ask him, but
yes.
He left. Yeah. Not to Thailand. Just other things. Yeah. Anyways, last week, Stugatz walks in. I don't even know how this happened. I can't remember. Stugatz walks in and just kind of tells us, very casually, like a humble brag, you know, Andrew Siciliano invited me last year to co-host The Red Zone.
Yeah.
We're like, what?
He did.
He's like, yeah, he told me that I could come co-host The Red Zone. And we're like, Stugatz, there's no co-hosts on The Red Zone. What
they
are you talking about?
They had their first ever in-studio guest this weekend.
I was invited, though.
Incredible.
Should have been me.
Because we were like, Stugatz, there's no co-hosts of The Red Zone. What are you talking about? He's like, no, he told me I could be the guest. And we're like, Stugatz, there's never been a guest on The Red Zone. This isn't a guest thing. And sure enough, this week, The Red Zone's first ever guest appeared.
He's like, no, buddy. Because we were just like, Stugatz, he probably just invited you to come be a guest and just watch on the outside. And you're taking that, assuming he's like, no, buddy. He said I could do a couple minutes.
Co-host,
he said he'll bring me on. I could do a couple minutes. Toss to a couple games. It'll be great. Said.
I could do the 4 o'clock slate. He told
minutes.
Me.
Few minutes. That's all I want to do.
Witching hour, he told me.
Think I want to work? I mean, I want to go there. I want to watch how the man does it. I want to see how the sausage is made.
Show him how to do it better.
I want to watch football. I want to pop in for 5 minutes, lend what I can lend, which is nothing, and then pop back out. And that's what Siciliano said to me. I have it on tape. It's.
So you're going to say tape? You were going to say tape.
He was on Stupidity. I mean, that's where he invited me. I mean, it was a year ago. Go back to the tape.
Look it up, yeah.
Look he got us. Up for Stugatz. Yes, no, it's always the lie. Go find
it. I mean, it's there.
Yeah, it's always
there.
You guys go find it. And then when he's wrong, I was just lying to you. Or I was talking to Bob, the engineer, so we could go off on that magical Thailand tangent.
He can do that again.
Yeah.
It is you are throwing a great mystery out there when you say he's allowed back now.
Yeah.
So that evidently the banning, the reports of banning from Thailand.
It seemed to be a surprise to him when we asked him about it this morning. I haven't stopped thinking about it since Witty announced it to the room. I was like, what is Bob doing in Thailand?
It opens up a whole bunch of stuff that we probably shouldn't have. But again, it was a private conversation, and none of this will ever air.
Precisely.
Hey, it's Mike, and I know you were hoping for an update on those fishtail ponds in my backyard. Well, have I got news for you. I actually got lighting installed, and I can change it with an app. Beautiful fishtail ponds lit up red, depending on my mood. If my hockey team wins, we light those suckers red. Anyways, I like being outside. I like looking at those fishtail ponds. You love hearing about it. But what's in my hand other than my app changing the lighting? A Miller Lite is in my hand. That's right, because I know when a Miller Lite is in my hand, I make a good time, Miller time. I take that first sip, I know immediately I made the right call. Nothing goes with my fishtail ponds, quite like a Miller Lite. It makes everything so much better. And I'm going to have some people over. I'm going to toss them that beautiful white can. They're going to say, heck yeah. And they're going to have that first sip and know, just like me, that they made the right call. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.